Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday there. Oh, hi. I'm just practicing for tomorrow for Jesus' birthday. Did you hear who's invited? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Who would you invite for Jesus' birthday? My birthday is on July 4th, which in the United States is our Independence Day. So it's a pretty big holiday already. And my entire family would gather every year at our grandpa's tiny little lake cottage. And we would eat lots of junk and there would be fireworks. And I definitely low-key thought the fireworks were for me for a very long time. But because there were so many people from the fam that would show up, I got to pick just one friend to be my buddy for my birthday, if I wanted. And it always felt like a pretty big deal selecting this friend. And I'm just Natalie, not the king of the world. Can you imagine picking who would be invited to Jesus' birthday? Well, that's what God did on that first Christmas. And that's what we're talking about today. So stick around for today's Devo, Not So Ordinary People by Morgan A. Mitchell. When Jesus came into the world, God could have invited anyone to welcome him. God could have told the angels to invite priests, soldiers, or kings to visit the newborn king. Instead, he sent the angels to proclaim the news of Jesus' birth to ordinary, everyday shepherds. It may seem like a strange thing to do. Why not choose some more powerful, rich, important people? But this odd decision only foreshadows what Jesus would do during his ministry: choose ordinary people. He didn't just come for the famous people. He came for the everyday people like you and me. We don't need to worry about being significant to Jesus. We're already priceless in his eyes. We're worth so much to him that he came to earth to die on the cross for our sins. Not only that, but he rose again, promising that he'll also raise us from the dead one day. If we've put our trust in Jesus, we can know that he is preparing a place for us, and he continues to be with us while we wait for the day he'll renew the world. He loves us so much. We might view ourselves as not worthy of God's notice, but he has a place for us in his kingdom. We will never be insignificant in God's eyes. So-called ordinary people are important to him, so much so that he wanted them to be the first to visit his son. We all have a place in God's story. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever been invited to see a newborn baby? Usually, a baby's parents choose people who are very important to them to be the first to meet their new son or daughter. It's a big honor. What does it say about God that he wanted shepherds, people who did not serve in the temple, who were not rich or powerful, and who were even looked down upon in society, to be the first ones to meet his newborn son? God created each of us on purpose, and no one is ordinary in his eyes. Jesus embodied this truth when he called people of all walks of life to follow him. Can you think of a time you felt like you weren't significant enough for God's notice? As you read today's scripture, consider taking some time to talk to God about this and ask him to help you see yourself how he sees you. As you and I can read in Luke 2:15, when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Isaiah 43, verse 1, Luke 2, verses 8 through 20, and John 3:16, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you still looking for that perfect gift to give a friend or cousin for Christmas? Well, think about a printed subscription to Unlocked. Head over to unlocked.org to find out how you can make this possible. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about a humble gift with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Also, Merry Christmas!